You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. I have, my friends, a mild dilemma this evening. A dilemma as a gardener, I did have one earlier on, I shall come to that in a moment. But in my hands I hold a CD called Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. It comes with a colourful song booklet. Unquote. There are fun sing-along songs, including Ring a Ring a Roses. No, you heard correctly. It's Ring a Ring a Roses. Now, when did that change from Rosie to Roses? Maybe the equality tribunals of the European Union and beyond took things a little bit too far. Not only that, it includes hot cross buns, tree blind mice, old King Cole, and I'm going to pause it there before I get the hickory dickory dock. Because if old King Cole had been Nat King Cole, if Nat King Cole had come followed by some Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, maybe some Led Zeppelin, maybe some Jimi Hendrix, maybe some John Belushi and Mr. Dan Aykroyd, maybe some Aretha Franklin, you might have said, fair enough, that's going to be some kid when she grows up. But I'm beginning to wonder, as a concerned parent, as a father who believes the children have a future, that song is also banned as a by the way. If I put Britney Spears into a calculator and press the square root button, am I going to come up with this CD? I've no argument with Ring a Ring of Roses, being that I am of a green nature. A tree hugger, one might say. A rose lover. But Rosie? The only Rosie I ever danced to was a whole lot of Rosie. And that was live in Punchestown, watching the gentlemen of a group called ACDC, for which I do have on vinyl. And there, folks, is my dilemma in a nutshell. Because I can confirm there are three shiny objects, three CDs, three compact discs that I have played Frisbee with from the front door of my home. One, Shania Twain. Two, Britney Spears. And three, that whiner who sang, not wino, whiner, W-H-I-N-E-R, who sang the theme tune for Titanic. I can't even say her name. But as a parent, there are things I must protect. My apologies. I must and should protect my child from. I'm afraid to go down and take out my solar-powered Casio calculator. I've had it since I was 14 years of age. I'm afraid that if I actually do put in the CD, if I put in the Britney Spears title of her last CD and press the square root button, will my calculator spontaneously combust? That is not something I want my child to witness. I know you hear me. I know you hear my pain. That aside, my wasabi plant. I did say I would mention it. It was a second dilemma I have had today. It was wilting when I came home. It had been left on a window ledge for far too long. I placed it in a bucket of water. It's fine. It's perfect. I can confirm after 4 years in college studying horticulture, the wasabi plant is fine, folks. I'll leave it with you. I look forward to your responses. I look forward to your thoughts. But if this goes any further, I think I'm gonna have to call that dude Dr. Phil. I think he was on that, used to be the dude on the Sally Jesse or Oprah Winthrop or some TV chat show thing in the States. If you can hear me, Oprah, your brother's calling you and he needs your help. Happy Friday, folks. Wish me all the luck.